Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. Hope you enjoy our show this week. My first guest is actress, and she's on tour, believe it or not. Vicki Lawrence will be joining us. A gentleman by the name of Austin Lee Russell. Don't recognize the name? How about Chumley from Pawn Stars? He'll be joining us. Actress Mary Lou Henner will be here. The son of the great Ray Charles Jr., with a new book out called You Don't Know Me. I never met Ray Charles, probably one of the few celebrities I didn't meet. But we have his son here to talk about this fascinating life. From Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. And in our lifestyle segment, we're going to be talking about what it's like to have a stressless Christmas when it comes to finances with Colleen McGreery. And also joining us on the show is the premier toy expert, and that will be Elizabeth Warner. And that's all this week with Ron Sedgy Today. I'll be right back with Vicki Lawrence.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world from our broadcasting studios in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And speaking about beautiful, it's our next guest that we're going to be chatting to that is just that, beautiful. She's been on our show several times in the past. New DVD that's out right now. I have it in my little hands. Joining us right now is the multi-talented Vicki Lawrence. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
You have it in your little hand?
In my little hand, my grubby little hand. Isn't that something?
Excellent.
Vicki, I love these shows of Mama's Family. I truly do. And these are 22 original broadcasts on 4 DVDs, I understand.
Yes, out in retail, season 1 and 2. And then on the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com, you can order the entire series.
Talk about the golden age of television. These are the great shows. And, of course, you once told me how Carol Burnett and you got together. She came to one of your high school plays, didn't she?
She came to a contest that I entered in high school. It was actually the Fireman's Ball.
Oh, yes.
And they wanted some girls to sing and dance, so they called it a contest. And the newspaper gal said that I looked like her, and I sent her the letter and wrote her. I sent her the article and wrote her a letter, and she took my dad's name out of that article and found us in the phone book and made arrangements to come and see that contest.
What was it like when you walked out on stage and saw her in the audience? You had no idea.
Oh, well,
right?
I didn't see her. I could not see her in the audience. She was way, way in the back. She kind of snuck in. I did get a picture with her at the end when I won. And it was in the paper the next day, the mayor and Carol and me, and it was very surreal.
Wow, it had to be.
Very surreal, because this was prior to the Burnett Show. This was the fall like almost a year prior to the Burnett Show, and she and her husband had just moved out from New York, and they were, you know, in the just in the process of putting together the Carol Burnett Show.
Now, how did you come across the character of Mama? Because I have to be honest with you, I mean, you're a beautiful lady, but boy, you made a transformation in there that looked like a couple of my aunts up in Cleveland.
Oh. You know, it's funny, when we were shooting the bonus features for the DVD set, Carol said she had a Russian manicurist back in the day, and she said to her one day, you know, that family reminds me of my family in Russia. I said, wow, I guess, boy, we're talking universal appeal.
Well, I think that's why the success. Somebody had a mama or an aunt or a neighbor that looked like you as a character.
We all do. Yeah, I think we all do. If you put a picture of me dressed up as Mama next to my grandmother, you would pee in your pants. It's like, oh, my God. It's my husband's nightmare, actually. That he will roll over in bed one morning and Mama will be there. He won't talk to me when I'm dressed as Mama.
Oh, that's funny. Won't he really?
He says, just get away from me, you crazy old lady. Just go away. Leave me alone.
Well, you know, when you think about it, you always see artist renditions of what you're going to look like when you're old and decrepit. And,
yeah.
And in his particular case, he not only sees a photograph, it's walking, talking, it's like a hologram.
I swear to God, well, I'm going to stay a natural redhead, do everything I can not to look like Mama.
How did you come up with the character? Because it's genius.
It was two of the writers on Carol's show who wrote it as a one-time sketch, and they both hated their mothers, so they wrote this horrible, dysfunctional family, and they wrote Mama for Carol.
Uh-huh.
But when she read the script, she said, I think I want to play Eunice. So they were upset by that. She said, I think Vicky should be Mama. They were doubly upset by that. And then when we went into rehearsal, she said, we've got to do it Southern, you guys, because it's sort of like Tennessee Williams gone nuts.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
So they were so upset that they walked out the first time they saw us do it in rehearsal.
No. Did they really?
Yes, they did. Ruined it. You've absolutely ruined our beautiful piece.
Oh, my gosh. What do they say now?
Unbeknownst to them, you know, yeah. Got a lot of great, I mean, everybody just totally related to it. And it just became, I would say, arguably Carol's favorite character to play on the show was Eunice. And the writers could not write those sketches fast enough for her. She would just go by the office constantly handing them. Hurry, I want to do it again.
Now, when they came to you and said, Vicky, we want to do a spinoff. We want to do your own show. What were your thoughts? I mean, it had to be, first of all, it had to be an enormous compliment, but it also had to be probably a little frightening because now you got to come up with a show every week.
Yeah, well, the first time Joe Hamilton came to me, the Burnett Show was still on the air. He came to me at the beginning of the 10th season and said, I'm going to spin Mama off as her own series. And I went, huh? Wow. And I had just, you know, I'd just been pregnant. And I thought, well, God, I don't really want to put on a fat suit and be an old lady every week. And then what about Carol and Harvey? He said, you don't need them. And I said, well, I'm not sure about that. And what if it doesn't work? He said, then you'll just come back here. And I said, no, thank you, no. And so I passed on it then, and it was after the Burnett Show went off the air, and Carol owed CBS a special. So she commissioned those same writers to write a movie of the week called Eunice, which we did as a special. And that, she invited us up to screen it after we'd done it. And the credits had barely rolled, and she got in my face. She said, Vicky, you have got to do this as a series. You've got to.
Oh.
And I think that's when I decided, okay, maybe that lady knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she might have a little bit of experience. Now, in this DVD, I saw this, okay, and it's sensational, Vicky. It really is. But you have Carol, Harvey Korman, Betty White, Imogene Coco, wow, Jack Gilford, mm-hmm. Jerry Reed, Fred Willard, a lot of other people. But you have that original TV movie, Eunice, featuring Carol Burnett, and yourself uh-huh. and others in this DVD.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it to Time Life, and they're just so meticulous, and they do such a great job, and I'm not really sure how they do it, but I said, geez, you know, that movie was kind of pivotal in helping to launch Mama's Family. It would be nice if we could have it on there as a bonus feature, and they go out and make it happen. I don't know how they do all that stuff. They're amazing. They do a great job.
Oh, they really do.
They do
a great job. They're unbelievable. And I tell you what I really like is when you, Vicky Lawrence, interviews Mama. I love that. I love it. I love it. And, well, I'm going to see if my memory holds me right. You had 100 and some, like 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
130 episodes. The whole collection is available at the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com. And then out in retail, I think the smaller set that you're looking at are seasons 1 and 2.
Yes.
And then I think they plan on maybe doing 3 and 4 next year and then 5 and 6 the following year.
You know, I say this sincerely, Vicki, and you and I have talked before. This, as I mentioned in the introduction, is television at its best because today so many things are so canned. You know, somebody walks in the room and says, hey, it's light outside, and everybody laughs, you know. But with the team of people that you had, first of all, I don't know if there has ever been so much talent in one room than when you get together with the cast of Mama's Family or Carol's show, because it was just contagious. I mean, those outtakes of all of these shows are sensational, and it just looked like you're having fun, but it was genuinely funny.
Yeah, it was. It was back in a different time.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you could almost pause some of those Mama's Family DVDs and give your kids a television history lesson, you know? I mean, my supporting cast is just, it's Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman and Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Ken Berry and Dorothy Lyman. It's like, God, how much help does one girl get, really?
It's entertainment royalty is what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, the irony of the whole thing is, I think the true indication of something that is really good, whether it's music, books, or television, or radio, it lasts the test of time. And Mama's Family falls right into that category. You have some hand-signed DVDs that are part of this promotion, don't you?
At their website, yes, you can get an autographed copy. Uh-huh.
Could you ever follow up a character like Mama? I mean, is it difficult? It would be like, you know, Andy Griffith doing something else, even though he did Matlock. It wasn't like Andy Taylor. I mean, could you ever follow something up like that? Great analogy, huh, Vicki? Hey, you want to be Andy Taylor?
I don't know. She's pretty iconic,
yeah,
Mama.
Yeah, she sure is. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. Well, okay, again, the Mama's Family out on DVD right now. And if you go to the website, you get the whole 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
Yes, and I think what you're holding is season 1 and 2.
Yes, it is. It is complete season 1 and 2. See, you saw my grubby little hands, didn't you? You saw. And Vicki, the website is mamasfamilydvds.com?
Yes.
Okay. Vicki, congratulations on another successful venture capitalizing on this great character that you created. And please, you know this, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Have a great day.
You too, dear. Our special guest, the talented and lovely Vicki Lawrence, season number 1 and 2, the complete first and second season of Mama's Family, available right now. And she sings, too.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, you know, as you know, if you listen to me for any length of time, like millions of other people across the country love this show that we're going to be talking about. In fact, Rick Harrison has been on several times, and we're going to be talking about a new 8-part series of Pawn Stars Do America Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Joining us right now is one of the big stars of that show, Chumlee. Hey, Chumlee, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Don't tell Rick I'm a big star of the show. He won't like that.
I told him that before, and he said, geez, I have to agree with you. You know, I can only relate this to the old Andy Griffith Show. Now, you might be young to remember that, but the old Andy Griffith Show, when Andy picked Don Knotts as his sidekick, he realized after the second show that Don Knotts was the star. I feel the same way about your role in Pawn Stars. You are the breakout star of that show. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. Rick knows it, too. I think it's just the ability for people to relate to me in the matter of, like, it's sort of like everyone has someone like me in their family.
Yeah. In fact, I'm the person in my family, so I can relate to this very easily. Now, Chumlee, tell us about this new 8-part series, Pawn Stars Do America.
Super fun. You can expect all the same things that you would expect from our normal show. You can expect the experts and, you know, the big items and the crazy stuff, except we're doing it on the road, traveling across America, going to 8 different cities, seeing what people will bring us in their own hometown.
You know, it was brought to my attention, and I never really thought about this. Long before ATM machines, checking accounts, all that kind of things, I didn't realize, and it's true, pawn shop was a leading form of credit in the United States during the 1950s. And when you think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. But in the pawn shop, you can at least get the item back if you recoup the money.
Yes, that's true, you know, and we have a lot of people that will use us in a time of need, and they'll bring the same thing in, you know, a couple times a year here and there, and then they'll pick it up when they get their money back. So that's the good thing about a pawn shop. We're there when you need us, and we just want the interest. We want you to come pick your item back up. We don't want to keep it.
Chumlee, when you first went to work for the pawn shop, and then they came to Rick and the family, and of course, the late Richard, and they said, we want to make this into a TV show, what were your thoughts? Were you saying, oh my goodness, I'm going from a pawn star clerk to a television star?
Well, at first it was just those 3 guys, and we all thought it was really cool. And there was about 12 employees at the time, and they started filming a little bit with everyone. And, you know, about a month into filming, I realized, oh, there's not someone with no one else except me anymore. They must have chose me as the extra character. So at that point, we all just thought we had at least 1 or 2 good seasons. We really thought 1 season, but I kind of saw the wheels on it. I thought, you know what, this is actually kind of fun. Let's see what they can do in the edit room with it. And let's hope we get a second season out of it and we'll have a cool story to tell. Here we are, over 600 episodes, 13 years later.
It's amazing. You know, I was telling Rick the last time I talked to him that my son was in Vegas a few years back, and I said, you know, did you go to see, and I mentioned some of the stars that were on the strip at that time. He said, Dad, I don't care about that. I'm over at the pawn shop. Are you kidding me? Who cares about that other stuff? Are you from Vegas?
I'm not. I've been in Las Vegas since 1988. I'm from, like, Huntington Beach, California, but I moved over here very, very young, around 4, so pretty much from Las Vegas.
You've had some amazing things come through there. 16th century samurai sword, a Super Bowl ring. I don't know who would do that. Picasso painting. What was the most expensive item that ever come through the store? The least expensive. I know a lot of the least expensive is nickels and dimes, but what about the most expensive?
We've had a guitar in there. I know we paid a couple $100,000. For had a Ferrari in there, we paid an astronomical amount before, but the most expensive stuff will always be big bars of gold, you know? That's usually, I'm pretty sure that still holds up as the most expensive thing. It was like several hundred thousand dollars in bars of gold.
And you've been buying a lot of cars. You mentioned the Ferrari, but I noticed that Rick's been buying a lot of cars lately. Who brought in the guitar that went for $200,000?
If I'm remembering correctly, it was a guitar that the creator of Fender had like owned and played himself.
Oh, okay.
One of his guitars. This was many seasons ago, but it was still sticks out in my mind. I forget the guy's name, but the owner of Fender, the creator of Fender, had a guitar. Someone else got a hold of it and had documentation proof that it was owned by him, and it just worth a lot of money.
I'd like the portion of the show where you bring in the authorities, because these guys know, and women, know exactly what's going on, and you've done that a couple of times with a friend of mine, Jimmy Velvet, who is the authority on Elvis Presley memorabilia. What are some of the things that are in demand? And I like the way you buy, because you have an emotional tie to some of the things that come in the store. I don't know if Rick and Corey do, but when you see something, it brings back like a childhood memory, and these guys are fighting you all the time because you have more of an empathy with what comes in the store.
Yeah, you know, I think when something comes in the store that I relate to and it brings me back to, you know, my younger days, I really do want to buy it more. But at the end of the day, I can't buy anything too overpriced, although I do seem to spend a little bit more than I should sometimes. We got to have cool items in there, right? And if Rick bought everything, we'd have a bunch of war items and guitar items and, you know, plane propellers and stuff like that. So I got to add some fun items in there.
Well, you're right about that. He loves those guitars, and he is a big-time history buff. I guess everybody that watches that show, which is just about everybody, is on when repeats because they've got like over 600 episodes, and the new 8-part series we're talking about, Porn Stars Do America, starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Now, I think I know the story, Chumley. You got to tell us how you got this name, because obviously on your birth certificate, I don't think it says Chumley. I might be wrong.
No, it doesn't. Basically, my dad gave me the name one day when I was walking down the stairs, coming down to eat dinner with us tonight, Chumley, and it stuck.
Really?
It's the story, yes.
In respect to your privacy, are we allowed to say your real name?
You can say my real name. I don't care, yeah.
Well, the reason I say that, it is a very, very cool name. I mean, if you were in the radio business as a disc jockey, this is a great name. His real name is Austin Lee Russell. I mean, that's very distinguished, you know what I'm saying?
I guess my mom knew I needed a name for big things.
Well, she found that all right. Again, now, the show is with this 8-part series. This is the Pawn Stars Do America. What are some of the cities that you're going to be going to, Chumley?
Denver will be the city that we kick it off in. We have Portland, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Valley Forge, Washington, D.C., Savannah, Georgia, and then we go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is very close to Lexington, North Carolina. That is Rick's birthplace.
Oh, wow. You've got a tour going on like a rock star. When you do that, where will you be at? What kind of venues?
We basically set up a venue, you know, with our little table. Me and Rick and Corey will have our own stations. And then we have a big table, you know, also in case anyone brings in any really big, crazy collection items and stuff like that where we need some more room. So we basically set up a venue. We have barbecue trucks or food trucks and games and all kinds of stuff out there for everyone to do in between the time when, you know, they're coming in to see us and show us their items. So it's a pretty big event, more than just showing up and showing us your items.
Well, again, the new 8-part series of Pawn Stars Do America, they're going to hit 8 cities across the country, and it's Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, and our guest has been Chumley. Now, Chumley, I got to tell you something. You're a great guest and a superstar in your own right. You got to come back and join us again sometime, my friend.
Hey, anytime. Anyone who tells Rick that I'm the real star, I'll come back anytime.
I'll give him a call later on today and remind him of that. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the show, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That's Chumley from Pawn Stars. I tell you, that show is a massive hit, and he's the star of that show. There's no question about it.
Hey, have a good one. I appreciate you.
And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Arizona and Nevada election workers were toiling to tally hundreds of thousands of uncounted ballots that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, a process officials in one of the battleground states warned could drag on for days. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker headed for a December 6th runoff, a staggering $262 million had already been spent on that race. Now political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on Election Day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's top rising star. What comes next is trickier. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, she's a terrific talent, a beautiful lady. You're not going to talk about something serious, and then we're going to lighten things up a little bit. Everybody knows Mary Lou Henner. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi. Well, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Geez, I forgot to play Ricky Nelson. Hello, Mary Lou. I think about these things a day late and a dollar short.
My heart.
Since the last time we chatted, how have you been? You sound terrific as always.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited to be able to talk to your listeners today and to you, of course, about a subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart because it's Bladder Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And people probably, you know, I've been talking about bladder cancer for a while now because my husband, Michael, was diagnosed with bladder cancer 14 years ago after we had just reconnected. We knew each other in college. He was my college roommate's boyfriend, but we didn't dare twinkle in each other's direction. And it took us a long time to get together, but we got together 14 years ago. And within 2 months of our relationship, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Wow.
And it was such a, you know, a body blow to both of us, but we managed to put a program together that worked for him and gathered as much information as we possibly could. And he's now, I'm happy to say, he's been in remission 13 and a half years. But it all started, 3 weeks after our, you know, we had first reconnected, from college. We went on this little vacation together. We were in Mexico City having a romantic weekend, et cetera. And I followed him into the bathroom and noticed there was some like backsplash in the toilet that was like blood. So I said to him, Michael, are you okay? And he said, oh yeah, I've had blood in my urine for 2 years now. It's no big deal. I went to see my doctor. He said, it's probably, you know, a kidney stone that dissolves or a gallstone or maybe it's just a stress reaction, etc. And I said, wait a minute, blood in your urine for 2 years, that's not right. You know, that something is definitely wrong. I want you to go and see my doctors in Los Angeles. And he said, no, I'll go see this guy again. Well, of course, it took him a month to get the appointment, and he went there, and the guy had retired, but this other younger doctor was there. And he said, oh, yeah, you have bladder cancer. Come back in 5 months.
No.
So that didn't sit well with me either, and I started doing a lot of research. I took him to my doctors, and it turned out that he had a much more serious bladder cancer. Well, we, you know, went through a lot that first year together. Happy to say that he didn't have to have the bladder surgery because we caught it in time. But there are a lot of times that people don't want to have those conversations. Well, we wrote a book called Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer. The book came out last year. The paperback came out recently. And Genentech, a company that put together a lot of research about bladder cancer, they approached me about talking about the role of the caregiver. Mm-hmm. Because the caregiver has such an important part in the, you know, in the result of like a happy prognosis or diagnosis or, you know, a happy result when someone is taken ill. And I said, I would love to get out there, talk to people about it, especially because Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. And I helped them develop a website, section of a website. It's the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network website, bcan.org, bcan.org. And if you put my name in, you'll be able to get some information and get like a discussion guide to help jumpstart some of these conversations. Because that's the problem. People are embarrassed. They're shy. 62% of people are afraid to talk about blood in their urine or pain or anything because it's a below the belt cancer. And they think like, oh, is my partner going to change their attitude about me? Is it going to affect my sexual ability, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to have those conversations, and especially because early detection is key.
I congratulate you on taking this issue in a way that was very unusual. What really bothers me about this is the attitude that the doctor took, because I actually have a situation in my family, it's not bladder cancer, where the person is sick, and the doctor is very cavalier, very nice man, very knowledgeable man. But on Friday afternoons when he goes home, he forgets that person suffers on Saturday and Sunday with pain.
Exactly.
I don't know where
this is. Yes, you're, this is exactly why you have to get out there and have these conversations.
Wow.
Because your doctor, sometimes, you're right, they go home on Friday, they're not, you know, they're not feeling the pain over the weekend, and so you need somebody to be able to have those conversations with you.
See, and the other thing, too, is this. There are two victims to anything of any health nature. There is the person that absolutely is suffering and you feel terrible because they're the one that are really in trouble. And then there's the caregiver, you. And there's stress there between people that are caregiving for a loved one and the person that has the problem. But how do you treat this? I see statistics here, Mary Lou, that are scary. You know, 1 in 5 people that have bladder cancer. It's more common in men than in women. 62% of people think that the bladder cancer symptoms could be other things, like you said, kidney stones. But finding blood in your urine, those are things that are sometimes embarrassing that you don't want to talk to somebody, especially someone that, in your particular case, although you've known each other for a long time, it's kind of a new relationship now.
Oh, it's brand new. I mean, we knew each other in college and hadn't seen each other in, you know, 30 years. Well, 22 years we hadn't seen each other because we ran into each other. But you know, yeah, you a lot of times people don't want to have those conversations with someone that they've been with for a long time.
Right.
You know, and you can't be afraid. And also, you know, when a patient goes to see their doctor, they are totally glazed over. They're maybe stuck on a word or two or a sentence, and they're so worried for their life that's where their mind goes. So the caregiver has to put an agenda together, write it down, get those questions ready for the doctor, record it, do whatever you can to get the right information, you know, and it's a hard thing to know what to say and what to do, and that's why, you know, becan.org is going to be very helpful to people, how to open those discussions. Because, you know, we always say the first day is the worst day. You get the diagnosis, and the blood just rushes to your head, and you don't even know what to do about it.
Right.
But then you start to put one foot in front of the other and gather as much information as you possibly can. And that's, you know, that's what it's going to take. And, you know, what happens, you know, between two people and the couple, I mean, you have to be able to listen. You have to be able to ask questions. You have to be able to use humor, sensitivity, sexuality, whatever you need. I mean, Michael and I were so in love that we just said, we're going to get through this no matter what the situation was. And thank goodness we had these conversations early so that he was able to put his cancer in remission without, you know, a surgery. And, you know, we were very lucky that way.
I'm going to say something, Mary Lou, that probably will not make a lot of doctors happy, okay? But I'm going to say this because, hey, we're all in this together. In your business and in my business, you know, if somebody asks you a question and it's not the answer that they think is right, they're going to pursue it. I think a lot of times, and I had a couple of members of my family fall into this category, as soon as a doctor said something, that was the gospel according
right,
to the doctor.
Right.
Okay? And I had my brother who I lost, loved him dearly, he used to say to me, gee, why do you ask so many questions? And I used to joke with him and say, well, that's what I do for a living, okay? But the reason that I ask so many questions is very simple, is that because a lot of people don't ask those questions, are put in the dark. I know sometimes doctors, lawyers, you know, they don't want to explain to it because they figure that this guy's a yo-ho, he don't know what he's talking about. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't ask those questions, you can drive yourself nuts at about 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about this.
Absolutely. No, you have to ask those questions. And if you don't have the kind of doctor who wants to answer those questions, then get a different doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to get second opinions anyway. But you have to be able to know what to ask. And that's why, you know, becan.org will really help you find those questions. And you can't be afraid to ask your partner. I mean, you happen to be one of the few guys who can ask those questions. And I'm sure that, you know, you and your wife have these kinds of discussions all the time. But most people aren't like that.
Yeah.
They're too embarrassed, too shy, too reluctant, or they don't want to know the truth.
That's right.
You know, and the truth is going to help them, especially in early detection.
Mary Lou, we're going to pause for a second. Very interesting. Our guest is a very special friend of ours, Mary Lou Henner. Of course, she is a great actress, and she can take on any role and do it convincingly. We're talking actually about bladder cancer that happened in her family after she was newly wed.
Newly dating.
Newly dating. Oh, my
God. We were only dating 3 weeks.
Holy man.
When I noticed the blood.
Wow.
3 weeks. We were on a little vacation. People even said, bladder cancer? Why don't you bail? You're such a new couple.
I
said, no, I'm saving his life for me. I love this guy. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's amazing you said that because I was just wondering how many people would have said something as dumb as that, but they do.
Yeah, I know. Rather ask you a question like that than ask you, you know, how you're feeling.
Yeah, right. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with our friend Mary Lou Henner. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too, because you ask such great questions and, you know, we follow the bouncing ball with each other.
There you go. And we're going to continue following that bouncing ball after a quick message live on across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And don't forget to check out our website, ronsedgy.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A very special guest, friend of mine of many years, Mary Lou Henner, joins us right now. We're talking about a serious matter, which is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month this month. Her husband.
My husband.
Yeah, Michael Brown.
He's been my husband for 10 years.
No, okay.
This all took place 14 years ago. We had just reconnected from college 14 years ago.
Wow.
And 2 months into our relationship, he was diagnosed with the cancer. But he's been in remission now 13 and a half years, and we've been married over 10.
Wow, that's great. Being in your business, you know, the entertainment business, it's sometimes very difficult to come to the general public with an issue. People don't want to do that because they think, well, you know, everybody sees me in my perfect way. Why would I want to show them in my down way or any idiosyncrasies or problems I have in my private life? I think what you're doing here is great because, you know,
I sometimes believe, and certainly this was the case 60, 70, 80 years ago in Hollywood, that nobody ever wanted to tell you what was wrong with them or their family.
You weren't even allowed, I mean, a movie star wasn't even allowed to go on a television show.
Right.
Because they didn't want to, like, reveal something about their personal life. But, Ron, trust me, I have no secrets. You know, I will talk to anybody about anything. I will say anything. I wrote my book. I'm not afraid to talk about anything.
You know, that's Mary Lou. You got to say one thing about that. You certainly don't hold anything back.
No, I don't hold anything back. It must be because I'm a girl from the Midwest, a middle child, so I'm always trying to connect the two extremes anyway.
Oh, the middle child. I have the brother that's the middle child.
No, I like that position. It was benign neglect. You could just shoot up the middle. Nobody was paying attention. You charted your own course.
I'm the baby of the family, and I'm the one that had, you know, the brand-new Cadillac at two.
Yeah, right. I know. I have my youngest brothers like that, too.
Mary,
spoiled one.
I would be remiss to deviate from this very important subject for a moment to talk about one thing that absolutely astounds me about you. I love it. And you know what I'm talking about. This unbelievable talent you have about dates. Did this just happen, or did you go to, like, date school?
Well, no, it's hard for me to call it a talent at this point. It's much more a gift. And it's something I was definitely born with, but I've definitely nurtured along the way, because it was something I always knew I had, even as a child. You know, and when you're one of six kids, you look for anything that differentiates you from your brothers and sisters. So I loved the idea of having this unusual memory. And people would say to my parents, what's with that kid and her memory? You know, and I got the nickname Memory Kid, Memory Girl, Univac, things like that. And so I knew that I had the best memory in my family. And then as my circle got wider and wider, I realized I had a very unusual memory compared to anybody that I knew. And Leslie Stahl's been a friend for many years. When she was offered the story for 60 Minutes about a woman who had an unusual memory, she actually turned it down because she said, it's not a big deal. My friend Mary Lou has the same thing.
I remember that.
3 years later, she called me. She said, it is a big deal. We're going to put you on camera and being tested. So what they've done is they've taken 300 measurements of our brains. They found 9 areas 10 times larger than the normal brain. When I heard this statistic, I was shocked. People remember 8 to 11 events within any given year of their lives. If I asked you about 1988 or 2003 or whatever, you would probably remember 8 to 11. Well, maybe not you, Ron, because you probably would remember a lot more. But most people would remember only 8 to 11 events within any given year of their lives.
Yeah.
And for the people who have HSAM, highly superior autobiographical memory, we remember virtually every day of our lives. So, you know, just like I'm in the health world, I'm also in the memory world, because memory is health as well. And I've written a book about that, and I counsel people, and I'm able to help a lot of people bring back their memories, because it's all
that.
In there. It's all in your on your emotional hard drive. It makes you behave in certain ways, whether or not you're aware of it. I happen to think that the people of HSAM, that we have an unusual retrieval system. You know, one of the things that I loved about helping with this whole Bladder Cancer Awareness Month is that I was able to recall so many different experiences that Michael and I had together, and I was able to cross-connect so much information that I read, and it was not all in one place like it is now with BCAN.org, so I'm thrilled that I'm able to once again help people with memory, bladder cancer, whatever it is.
I had Leslie Stahl on the show, and I forgot she did that interview. I didn't even bring it up. I'm sure you were hell in history class with all those dates of, you know, when the war started and the Civil War and everything else. Can I put you to a test?
I'm sure.
Okay, now I'm not really, I shouldn't really say this. I might be a day off, but if I am, then you can still win the
refrigerator. Oh, well, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm not trying to be like a show pony with this.
No.
And a lot of times people ask me questions,
and
they'll say, oh, when did you do this? And they've gotten their information from an unreliable source, like Getty Images. Like someone will show me a picture, and I'll say, oh, no, that's the wrong date on the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they'll say a taxi episode, and it'll be not the day that it was on. I'll talk about the date that I was actually experienced it.
I'm very good at when I watch these old movies of cars. They say, oh, this was a place in 1963, and I see a 64 Chevy. I know that something's screwed up.
Oh, that's funny. You know what's interesting? I have this theory that everyone remembers something especially well. Everyone has what I call their primary track on which they've embedded their memories. It's like in the jigsaw puzzle of your life, what are the hard-edged pieces? And so I guess yours is cars. That's interesting. Well, that would have been my father's as well.
Yeah, cars. Well, my wife says that my center of interest is me.
that think most wives would feel that way about their husbands.
You know what happens? I have people ask me, how does that work? And I said, well, it's very simple. I said, you have to have really a combined enjoyment of a topic. You know, like you both play tennis, you both like sports.
Sure.
And in my case, we both love me, so it seems to be working out really good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. You are a riot. I want to talk to your wife. She's the one I want to talk to.
You know.
I can see why you've been on the air for so long, for character.
June 23rd, 2009, a passing of a very well-known celebrity.
June 23rd, 2009?
Yeah.
No, it was June 25th. It was Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett both died that day.
Okay, then.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, actually.
That was a Thursday.
No, that wasn't who I was talking about, but now that I think about it, it might have been June 24th. There was another person that fits into that triad there.
June 24th would have been a Wednesday.
Okay. About June 26th. Do I hear April 27th? Second auction.
Maybe your second primary track is...
No. My partner, Ed McMahon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I forgot about Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, so we're even.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary Lou.
Yeah, that's when they passed away. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, because I was out in California with Ed, and I remember going past Michael Jackson's home with all the yellow tape around it, and it was the same couple of days.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was an unbelievable day.
Give us the website again.
The website is BCAN.org, BCAN.org, and it stands for Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network. And if you put my name in the search bar, you'll hear more of my story with Michael and, you know, questions that I helped formulate for them, too.
Please do me a favor. Don't make it so many years between visits, okay?
Absolutely. You're always great to talk to.
And please tell your husband we send our best, and he's lucky to have a lady like you by his side.
No, thank you. And your wife's lucky to have you, too.
If you talk to her, you tell her exactly what you just said about her.
Okay.
That she's lucky because you sound more convincing than I do. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Okay,
dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A lovely lady, talented lady, Mary Lou Henner. And there's more to come with Ron Zeggie today.
That was fun.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Up this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow.
MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include actress Vicki Lawrence from The Pawn Stars, Chumlee, and Mary Lou Henner. Next hour, the son of the great legend, man, this guy was fantastic, Ray Charles, his son Ray Charles Jr., with a new book called You Don't Know Me. From Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe is going to be joining us. He's got a Christmas song out, believe it or not. And then in our lifestyle segment, Colleen McGreery, we're going to talk about having a stressless Christmas as far as finances is concerned, and toys with the toy expert Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.